Now, boys and girls, over the past couple of weeks, we've been thinking of what happened to the Apostle Paul when he was held as a prisoner, you remember, in his own hired house in the city of Rome. Paul was kept as a prisoner, but he was in his own house, a house that he had rented, a house that he had hired, it says in the Bible, which really means the same thing. And on account of that, then, he was able to do certain things, and he was able to have certain people to come and visit him in his own hired house in the city of Rome. Now, you remember we said that one of the most important things of all that Paul did while he was in his rented house, and he was there for 2 years, but one of the most important things that he did was this. He wrote some of his letters, what we call the epistles of the Word of God, and he wrote these letters to different people or to different churches of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last time then we looked at the smallest of all the epistles that he wrote, the epistle to that man Philemon, about that young man Onesimus, you remember. And this week then I want to tell you about another letter, much larger letter, and a very, very important letter of the Word of God for all of our souls. Now we call it the epistle or the letter to the Ephesians, because it was written to the church of our Lord Jesus Christ in the city of Ephesus. And it's a great letter that teaches us many, many things about the Christian faith. It teaches us about salvation and how God planned salvation from the very beginning, before the world was made, and how he sent our Lord Jesus Christ into the world, and if men and women and young people believed in Christ with all their heart, then they would be saved. And then in the second part of the letter, he tells us then, if we are Christians, how we should live on account of what God has done for us. And in that part of the letter, he writes to all different kinds of people in the church in Ephesus. He writes to wives and he says how they should live. He writes to husbands and he tells them how they should live. He writes to masters, to people that would have owned businesses. And he writes to the people, in fact, to the slaves of some of those masters. He writes to boys and girls also. He says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. He writes to all kinds of people in the church. And then towards the end of the epistle to the Ephesians, he writes these words, and it's these words especially that I want us to think about. It's in the last chapter, and it's in verse 10. And he says, finally, my brethren, this is the last thing that he's going to write. Finally, my brethren, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, what he's saying is this. He's saying Christians are like soldiers, just as we've sung in that hymn. But in order to be good soldiers, in order to stand against the devil, then we're to put on the whole armor of God. And later on in the chapter, then, he speaks about the different parts of the armor that we're to put on. He says, stand therefore, having your loins or having your waist girt about with truth, have on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You're to have on a great big belt, he says, because, and this is the important thing, you can imagine Paul in his own hired house, and although he was free to do many things and to write his letters, there was still a guard with him night and day, a Roman soldier. And you can imagine how Paul might have looked at that Roman soldier and thought to himself, well, you see, Christians are soldiers. And just as that Roman soldier, he's got on all those parts of his armor, so Christians are to have armor on in order that they might be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And he would have looked at that man's great big thick leather belt. And of course the belt was so that everything was tucked in, that when the man went to fight, then nothing got in his way. And then he would have looked at the shield that he had in his hand and the breastplate that he had to protect his heart and the helmet and the sword, all of those pieces. And in fact, when he writes to the Ephesians, and writes to us all, of course, he's saying, look, if you're a Christian, in order to stand against the devil, you're to have on all the armor of God. You're to have on a great big belt, as it were, like that, to keep everything in place. You're to have a helmet on your head. You're to have a sword in your hand. And the sword, of course, is the word of God. So he says, put on the whole armor of God. He speaks about taking the shield. Now, that's a very interesting thing. You know, sometimes we see nowadays different people riot and there's trouble, and you see the police going and they've got great big shields. The shields go the whole length of the policeman. Well, that's the kind of shield that the Roman soldiers used to have. It was called in the Greek language a scutum, which means a door. And it was just like having a door in front of you. And when those soldiers used to go through a gorge where the enemies would be up in the cliff, they would put all the shields up over them and they would do what was called a tortoise. They would go through that gorge with all those shields so that when the enemies threw down their fiery darts, the fiery darts bounced off. So you see how Paul in prison, and of course by the Holy Spirit of God, he was led to look at that soldier. And it would seem then that he thought to himself, now a Christian is a soldier. A Christian is a soldier of Jesus Christ. And he's got an enemy, a great enemy. He's called the devil. And in order to stand against the devil, then every Christian, man or woman, boy or girl, every Christian must have on the whole armor of God. So you see, boys and girls, he was in prison, was his own hired house, but he didn't waste any time. And he did those things that God would have him to do. He met some people, and I'll tell you about one of the people that came to visit him next time. And he wrote these great letters. And one of the great letters that he wrote was this epistle to the Ephesians. And when you think of that epistle, think about it all. But think about the armor. And when he tells us to put on the whole armor of God.